Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis. We're continuing our discussion of saying the Kriyat Shema in the presence of excrement, and we're in the middle of Sif Beis. We had learned yesterday that if a person was standing in a room adjacent to another room with the door open to that other room, and he sees excrement inside that other room, in Ein Lo Reyach Yochol Likros, since the excrement's in another room and he doesn't smell it, so it is considered a separate Rishus, and therefore he is allowed to say Kriyat Shema. As the Mechaber continues, the Kivan Shibur Shusacheres, Karinam Beishapir, Vahoyo Machanecha Kadosh Le'arosh. The Rosh holds that this is considered that you're in a holy encampment because it's in a separate Rishus where the Tzoa is and you don't smell it. However, according to the Rashba, who says that this is considered similar, Tzoa is considered similar to Erva, that you're not allowed to see it, so Dafkik Sheno Roa Osa, if you don't see it, it would be acceptable. But if you do see it, you would not be allowed to read the Kriyat Shema. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Beis writes, if it's in another house, but Vayisacha Pirush B'cheder Acher, it doesn't have to be literally another house, it just has to be another room. In Sivkot Yud Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Betzida, on its side, Pirush Eitzel Mokom HaPesach, even if it's right near the doorway. Vein Chiluk B'zeh Bein Yesham Delos Olo, it doesn't make a difference whether the doorway is opened with the door or the door is closing the doorway. It's considered a separate Rishus. Vim Hichnis Rosh Olo Mokom Sheisham Tzoa, and if you put your head into the room that has the Tzoa, then, L'kuli Am Oser, Afilu Ba'otzi Meinav, then you wouldn't be allowed to read it, you're considered definitely in the same room, and this would be true even if you were to close your eyes, because in the same room, it doesn't help you to close your eyes. The Kel Havik, and likewise vice versa. In Matzoa of Adam Bavayis, if you're in the same room as the Tzoa, the Mishnah Berurah brings down an opinion here, Vahotzi Rosh, Chutz Labayis, or Chutz Lechalon, if you were to stick your head outside, Gamkin also Lekros, you would still not be allowed to read in that situation as well, the Shodin on Rosh or Basa Ruba, because your head is considered attached to the body is inside the room with the Tzoa, so you wouldn't be allowed to read in that situation as well. The issue footnote number 22 brings down that how do we view a doorway that is not closed with a door. Normally we say it has a tzuras of Pesach, it's considered a separate rishus totally. He brings down the opinion of the Eretz Tzvi, which is Ragon Tzvi Pesach Frank, Satzal, and he writes, Mikol mokom, ein ze kovod shemayim lumod l'spal in rak tzuras ha-Pesach hu, hi shechotzetzes beino levein atzoa. It's not right if you just have the doorway right there in front of you with the tzoa there, even though technically it's another rishus, a person should not say dvorim shebekedusha right there in the vision and direct eyesight of the Tzoa. What about a crib? You have a baby inside a crib and there's a diaper inside the crib with the baby. So in this situation, how do we view the slats on the crib? Do we consider them a separate entity, a separate Rishus or not? So he brings down from the Chazon Ish, it's considered a mechitz in this regard. As long as you turn away, it would be acceptable. And if the crib is covered up in a way that you can't see it at all, then it would be acceptable even without turning away or covering up. Sivkot Yud Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Dafka Kusha'eno Vechule, only as long as you do not see the Tzoa. According to the Rashba, if you see the Tzoa, that same status as Erva and would not be allowed. The reasoning is, Taimo Desfirule, the Krah, he holds that the Pasuk says, Delor Yor Lecha Erva's Dover, Koi Gamkein A Isser Tzoa. It not only goes on Erva, it also goes on Tzoa, Homer B'tchilas HaMikra. That is what's referring to at the beginning of the Pasuk, and we've already discussed this. This is the Rashba Shita, that the Tzoa and the Erva have the same halachic ruling. The Muroa Elsa, there are Chalon Shul Zchuchas, but if you were to see it through a window pane made of glass, then Lekuli Amashari, because that is considered covered up, as we've already spoken out in Siman Ayin Vav, and this is considered a separate Rishus as well, so you don't have any of the problems. V'yamatzim ein ovo b'layla, at night time, or if you close your eyes, yesh omrim the shari b'zeh Lekuli Amo, then everybody would agree that would be acceptable, kivin shubashus achim, because it's always in another place, and if you close your eyes or it's nighttime and you can't see it, it's not a problem. However, there still are here, v'yesh osrim, there are still those that forbid this, and in Bishas Adchak, Sheni Yochol Hach Zuponav, if you don't have any alternative and you can't turn away, and if it was daytime, you would be able to see the Tzoa, but now it's nighttime, or if you close your eyes, you can't see it, Yesh L'smol Chaldasa Mekilim, under extenuating circumstances, you can rely upon the more lenient opinion. However, Ulam B'Sheni Yochol Eros HaTzoa Machom Ezgovu Omko, but if you're not able to see the Tzoa because it's either very high or very low, L'kuli Amwa Shari B'Zeh, then that would be acceptable according to everybody. Sivkot Tezvav, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Roo Saw, according to Rashba, as long as you can't see it, it's acceptable. Therefore, v'lochein osu l'dabi divrei kedusha, therefore one should not say words of Torah, v'umistakel derech halom, when you're looking out the window, that it's pasuach, no glass there. In Roa Hashposos, if you can see the waste, the garbage dumps, or the Rinshtokin, these sewer systems, open sewer systems on the side of the road, Shibarachovos, oh, Shechazir Omeid Lifnei Chalona, or a pig is walking by, we already said that's considered like moving soa. Alpha Pishen Omegil, or Echra, even though he doesn't smell anything bad, but the fact that he can see it is also, according to the Rashba, a problem. Therefore, one has to be very careful when one says Kiddush Levana via an open window, because that has the same status as if you're outside there, if you can see it. You should at least close your eyes in that situation. Then if there is no Reach Ra, so then you would be technically permissible to go and say Kiddush Levana in that situation. And certainly if you're not certain that it's an Ashba, so then Mutu, because this is a double Sofik. Number one, maybe it is an Ashba, maybe it's not. And then even if it is an Ashba, maybe the Halacha is like the Rosh and it would be acceptable. However, much better to go and close your eyes than be Yotze according to everybody. And he says further discussion in the Bir Halacha. Mechaber then continues and he says, if there is a foul odor, lo mahani havsoka, then a separation doesn't do you any good. The loshina rishus, and likewise the fact that you're in a different rishus, it doesn't help you if you can smell the foul odor. In Sivkot and Tezayin, the Mishnah Berurah writes, this, in fact, is the halacha that the achronim have brought down. In the issue footnote number 26, he brings down, what about by a sukkah? Do these laws apply? So he says, technically one could sit in a sukkah. Ideally, one shouldn't make the sukkah in that place, but technically one could sit in a sukkah and fulfill the mitzvah sukkah. However, he wouldn't be allowed to make any brachos if he smells the foul odor. And if it was a place where they put excrement there before sukkahs, so then he certainly has to look to see if there's excrement there, and if he doesn't look, he shouldn't make any brachos. Sivkot and Yudzayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, lo mahani, it doesn't help you if you can smell the bad odor. Rotsu lomer, he means to say, you must distance yourself, ba'inun dalit amos mimokum shekol reach. You have to distance yourself at least 4 amos from the last point where you can smell the bad odor for the excrement, and then you can say, dvarim shebekdusha. He says, there are those that are meiko, v'yesh mekilin, d'bezeh, dai ad mokum sheichol reach levad. Under extenuating circumstances, you might be able to say, as long as you don't smell it right where you are, even though a foot away you did smell it, this would be acceptable. And he says, look in the Bir Halacha for more discussion. Sivkot Yudches, Eloshina Rishus, it doesn't help you to be in a different Rishus if you can smell the bad, foul odor of the excrement. Therefore, Alkei Mishim is Spalo Bebayis. If somebody's in a house, Ve'riach Riach Rami Mokum Acher, and there's a smell wafting in that's coming from excrement, Yavsik, you should pause, the Yishen, wait, Ashiyav Ariach, until the foul odor is passed. Umishesh Lecholi Shenam Ariach, if somebody is sick and he doesn't have any ability to smell something, so then in this situation, maybe one could be makel in this situation and say dvarim shebekdusha. He brings down the Sharet Zion, the footnote Chabez, the El Yeraba says this is similar to nighttime that we've already discussed in Sivkot and Yudalit, which under extenuating circumstances where there's no choice, we said would be acceptable. And he brings down the Derech HaChaim, was also matir under these extenuating circumstances. And he says maybe because we could be mitzarif this with the opinion of the Rosh, who says it would be good anyway because it's not in Yom HaChanecha, and therefore under extenuating circumstances one could be makel. The Mechaber continues, and then he brings down the Yeshomer. There is an opinion that says, and in the name of the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rosh, in the shame of the Rabbeinu Mitzarfas, and he says as follows, the chihechi davsoka mueles litzoa atzmo hochanami mueles l'reach rashala, where a partition or a separation would be acceptable to separate you from tzoa, so too would be acceptable to separate you from a reach ra, from the bad odor that the tzoa has. In Sivkot and Yotes, the Mishnah Berurah writes, shalah, im heviru tzoa bevayis, v'nishar adayin reach ra bevayis. If somebody passed through the area there with some soa, and there's still a bad odor in the house, but there's no mamashus, yesh lahachmir, one should be stringent to not read until the odor is passed. However, miyo nirali, the mishenu meriach, butulikos bazeh. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, since there really is nothing mamashus over there, and if you don't smell it, so then it would be acceptable if you have a problem, let's say, with smell. You don't smell, you have a stuffed nose, or you just don't have good sense of smell, one would be allowed to read kriyashma based upon the Magen Avraham's lenient opinion. Dusha footnote number 32 on the next page brings down, in general, the rules of this, based upon the Shulchan Aruch, that a person normally has to separate himself 4 amos from where the smell ends. So this is talking about a person with a normal sense of smell. If somebody has a very severe loss of smell, normally he should distance himself from the tzoa smell the distance that a normal person would smell it. If somebody has a very strong sense of smell, he has to distance himself from the point that he can't smell the odor anymore, even though other people would be able to distance themselves far less. But a person with a stronger sense of smell has to distance himself to the point where he's four amos from where the tzoa smell for him stops, because that's still called his machanecha kadosh. For him, that's the point where his encampment ends, and he has to keep his encampment kadosh. Siv Gimel, the Mechaber writes, Chotzer Ketano Shenifetzo B'milua L'gdola. Here we're talking about, you have a room that opens up into a larger room. So the full smaller room fully opens up into the larger room. If you're in the small room, you just see fully the larger room. You don't see any sides. If you're in the larger room, looking into the smaller room, Hagedola Odefes Olemin Atzdodim. In the large room, you can see that there's space to the right and to the left, or at least to one of the sides of the smaller room that you can't enter into. There's wall over there. So in this situation, how do we view these two rooms? Kitano lo chashiva kabayis v'fnei atzma. We don't view the smaller room as being a separate entity because it's flush with the larger room on both sides. Kimish nifritzo b'milua l'gdola. It's totally flush with the larger room, and you don't see anything on the sides. However, avo hagdola, from the larger room looking into the smaller room, since you see the walled off area to the right and or to the left of the smaller room, since the walls of the larger room extend beyond the opening into the smaller room on either the right and or the left, that's considered a separate room, a separate entity, a separate house by itself. And therefore, what's the ramifications of this statement? If you have excrement in the larger room, also likros biktana, the smaller room is subordinate to it, and that's considered one entity. Until you're four amos away from the tzoa and or the smell of the tzoa. But if there is tzoa in the smaller room, then the larger room is considered a separate entity. Mutalikros begadola below hachoka. You don't have to separate yourself dalet amos from the smaller room. In ein magia lo reachra. As long as you don't have the smell, once you're in a separate entity, this din of dalet amos doesn't apply. So the larger room has a different halachic status than the smaller room, even though the two are adjacent to each other. Sivkot and Chav, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Kashir, how much of a distance are we talking about? This is our standard shear. Hainu dalet amos b'mokom shkol ha-reach. Four amos from beyond the point where the smell is able to be detected. And this is brought down to Beis Yosef, and he says this is also something that's discussed in the Bir Halacha as well. Sivkot and Dalet, the Mechaber writes, Tzoas kelev v'chazir. If you have the excrement of animals, for example, the excrement of a dog or the excrement of a pig, so they used to use this as part of the tanning process. And therefore, imnasan behen oros, if you used it as part of the tanning process, so this excrement now has a different halachic status than the stam excrement of the dog or the pig when it wasn't used for tanning. So in this situation, the Mechaber says, marchikin mehem kimo mitzoas odom. A person has to separate himself from this tzoa, even if he removed it, according to Bir Halacha, from the tanning. Nevertheless, once it has this status of being used in the tanning, this is considered like tzoas odom, and it has all of the halachos that you need to separate yourself at least four amos from the smell of the tzoa. However, v'im lav, if that's not the case, you never use it for tanning, you just have the tzoa of a dog or the tzoa of a pig in front of you, then dinam kedin tzoas shar behema. Then it has the halachic status of the excrement of any other behema or chaya or oaf, any other living creature, whose tzoa she'ain tzorich laharchik mehem, who normally doesn't have a very foul odor to them under normal circumstances, and therefore you don't have to separate yourself from these types of excrement. If, im, ein behem reach ra, assuming, of course, that they don't have a bad odor. The im yesh behem reach ra, but if they do have a bad odor, then dinam kitzor saw them. Then they have the halachic status again of human excrement. It's normally the animals don't have the same bad odor that a human excrement does, but in the situations where they do, then they're treated halachically the same. We skipped Sif Kotten Chafalif in the Mishnah Berurah from the previous Sif, and he writes there, Stam kidea kamaitso shebesifa kodem, that the halachic status over here is that you have to separate yourself from excrement smell a distance of four amos. Siv cotton of bays. The Mishnah Berurah writes, "V'miyesh b'hem v'chule." If they do have a foul smell, then you do have to separate yourself dalet amos from the excrement. Rotsa lomar. He means to say, "Im yadin un shiyesh b'mi reach ra." If you know that it has a reach ra, however, in the default position, avol mistoma ain't tzorich livdok b'zeh. When you can maybe have excrement off to the side or behind you, and it's not in your vision. So if there's animal excrement over there, and you're more than four amos away from it, you don't have to be concerned that it has a bad odor. The mistoma, the simple default position, is ain behem reachwa. They don't have such a foul odor to them. Sivkot and Chav Gimel. The Mishnah Berurah writes Reach Ra. How do we define this Reach Ra? Hainu kol shederech bnei odom litzdar miyosa reach. If it's something that disturbs people, disturbs the average person, so that's called the Reach Ra. Chayyodim writes, Kosu Chayyodim, Dovar Shetivo Reach Ra, Kigon Itron Uchedome. If something naturally has a bad smell to it, like certain types of sap that come out from a tree, Mutr, they don't have this halachic status of excrement, even though they have somewhat of a bad odor. The Lo Nikrit Soa, they're not halachically called Soa in this respect. Unless elamash nisrach machmas ifush, unless it spoils and through this rotting it has a bad odor. The chen kasa b'sefer Mincha Shmuel, and this is in fact the halachic opinion of the Mincha Shmuel. Dirshu footnote number 34 brings down a number of interesting other smells that we have to be asking ourselves: how do they affect our ability to daven and say kriyashma? So in regards to a bad odor that a person has, body odor from sweat. So he brings down the sefer Beis Baruch, who writes yesh lahakil lumod kishmericho. If a person smells somebody else with bad body odor in a Beis Medrash, you're sitting next to somebody in shul or learning and they have bad body odor, so he brings down from the Beis Baruch that you would still be able to learn a daven. Ruch Chaim Kanievsky adds as well, one would be permitted to say Dvarim Shebekdusha when you smell somebody with a bad body odor. What about in regards to halitosis, if a person has bad breath? So Ruch Chaim Vital in the Be'er Mayim Chaim writes, and his son as well, Reb Shmuel Vital, agrees, she'ein chiv l'harachuk mimenu. If somebody with bad breath, you don't have to necessarily move away, and one would be allowed to say kriyat shema alurin in his presence. You could say any dvarim shebekdusha. And therefore, gam ha'odam she'reach zeh yotzi mipiv, chayav b'kriyat shema utvila. And the person who has the bad breath is also allowed to say kriyat shema and dvarim shebekdusha. However, he brings down the afike moginim and the shulchan melachim who disagree. He also brings down, what about in a slaughterhouse where there's a horrible smell? He says over there too, Ein levarach sham, one shouldn't make brachos if the smell is overpowering. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chaf Dalet writes, if you have foul-smelling animal excrement that has the same halachic status, Kitzoas Adam, wrote Shalom, he means to say, you have to separate yourself, you have to separate yourself 4 amos from where the smell dissipates, Umilafanov, and in front of you, Kimloenov. As far as you can see, you can't have that soa in your sight. The Afshar, Afilu, in Pasa Kareach Achakach, and even if the smell goes away, they call Mokum, Kvar Cholo Alayu Shem Tzoa. Now it does have the status of Tzoa, so even though this smell does go away, it retains the status of being human Tzoa, like in Halacha, and you can't say, well, now it doesn't have a bad odor, so it goes back to becoming animal Tzoa in Halacha. They also come up with Tzoa's Adam, and it retains its status of being also like Tzoa of Adam. The Magen Avraham disagrees with this, however, and he writes, the Stam Tzoa's Beim Chayev Ov, the Stam excrement of an animal, domesticated animal, wild animal, or a bird, levad me'elu hayiduim shereichon ra ma'od, kilakamon, except for those exceptions to this rule that we will discuss in tomorrow's shiur, siyafim, afilu m'yesh mem reach ra, be'esayitzi, even if at this point they have a reach ra, but that reach ra then dissipates, ein reach ra chozok kol kach v'darko livsok, since it normally does dissipate, alkein ein dinam kitzoa, he doesn't hold that they have the status of tzoa, of a human, then tzorach l'hachik el ad mekom shich l'reach, and you only have to separate yourself from where the bad smell dissipates, and not an additional 4 amos. And this is the plaque of the Sefer Mogin Giborim as well. Derech HaChaim Sover, who's Sveiko Dedina, he holds that this is a Sofek, and therefore by Kriyashma, if you did read it, you should repeat the Kriyashma. But Tefillah in the Shemoneh Esrei, if you said it while this presence was there, you should go and repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. V'yasta, and this with the Shemoneh Esrei, im yotzor shetele nadova. If you were, in fact, yotze, this is a Tefillah nadova. However, if you aren't yotze, this should be a real Tefillah. But that's not the psak that the Mishnah Berurah says. He says, li nira, my own opinion, dein lahachmer klali nin Tefillah. For Shema, I agree you should be machmer, because it's a daraisa, but in regards to Shemoneh Esrei, one doesn't have to be machmer, because many achronim are, in fact, holding like the Magen Avraham. This concludes today's shir.